Okay, Eunice, travel plans. I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it?
Got it.
How you doing? We're here at a very special day. Lou, tell us quickly about it and I'll move on from you.
I got here very early in the morning. Brenda came in. She dropped off food. Then she came back after dropping off her car. Then she cooked Brenda burgers. And then we had kimchi. We had dumplings. We had rice. Everything is fine. Now we're having fun and drinking shots. Bye-bye.
I should end the show right there. But I won't, because I'm going to move around the room and talk to some of the folks that are here. And I'm going to start with Heath and Aaron. Heath and Aaron, you're on the Lou Dickman podcast. Have you ever heard the Lou Dickman podcast?
I most certainly have. And my life has changed.
Now that you're on the show?
Well, now that I'm on the show, my life might change too. I might get hate mail.
Aaron, what do you have to say about that, darling?
Not much.
Come on.
Well, it all started at construction.
How's the mutiny going right now? How's the mutiny right now?
Ooh.
Is it open at all?
No, not right now. You know, we'll see.
And who is trying to rescue it?
Well, I think there are a couple of people. I can't name names.
Okay. Right.
But oh, wow.
So you're an insider to that information?
I am, and that's why I must remain quiet.
Well, thanks. Great to see you guys.
Great to see you guys.
All right. Cowboy, you're on the Lou Dickman podcast. What do you have to say to the Lou Dickman podcast?
Brenda Burgers, awesome!
There you go. It doesn't get any better than that. And I see the lady of the hour right there, Brenda. She's going around giving desserts. Brenda, everybody's having a great time today, sampling your amazing fare. What are you passing around right now?
Pocky, which is just a dessert snack that we have in Korea. It's chocolate and almost like a breadstick covered. And it's delicious because it's not super sweet, just enough sweetness and just enough bite that it's got that wonderful crunch.
It's been an amazing day for you. You did it for Lou, Pauly Dickman. Why do you come out for him, and how does he ask you every year?
Actually, he doesn't ask me every year. I actually just like, hey, normally we do this during the first Bears-Green Bay game.
Right.
I had to miss it this year.
Right.
So then I came in, and actually some of my friends were just like, when are you doing this? And I went, oh, shit, let me come in and talk to Pauly. Find out when I'm going to do this again.
Now, we don't know this Pauly on this show, but we suspect he is a relative of Lou Dickman's.
Yeah, he's very much a relative of Lou Dickman's. I think it's almost like a long-lost cousin.
They're very, very close. In fact, if they redid the Patty Duke show where Lou was both of the twins, Lou and Pauly.
Oh, my God. We need a double-decker of that? Oh, shit. Oh my God.
All right, I'm going to get going here. Thanks, darling. Thanks for everything. All right, Lou, your question of the week. You ready?
I'm all ears.
All right. Lou, which of the nine planets would you like to visit and why?
10 and a half.
Which of the nine planets would you like to visit and why?
Pluto.
Why?
He's my favorite character.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week, Gomez! Gomez!
This is a Kamej inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Fast Talking Service. Well, you need to be flim-flander bamboos and see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou.